You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome into the studio representatives from PEER, People Engaged in Recovery. We have the agency coordinator, Devin Burton. Good morning, Devin.
Good morning.
As well as the marketing director, Marcia Martin. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, Lori.
I just have to say that Marcia and I go back as besties, friends since,
the fifth grade. Who knew? Who knew we'd wind up here, right?
Well, we did both follow the radio path over the years. And Devin, I'll tell you a secret. She's blonde and I was brunette before the gray. So we were Ann and Nancy Wilson. We were going to be Ann and Nancy Wilson.
Well, we were.
Absolutely.
Should have been.
They got nothing on us. Just all jokes aside, though, you are here with PEER, People Engaged in Recovery, a nonprofit recovery organization. Tell us a bit more about PEER and its mission.
All right. Like she said, we're People Engaged in Recovery. We are a recovery community organization with a mission to advocate, empower, and collaborate for any individual seeking recovery from substance use disorder. What that means basically is that we want to help people find a better way of life on the other side of substance use. Everyone that works for our agency is a person in long-term recovery. I myself have been in long-term recovery since February 9th of 2021, so I have a little bit over 3 years of recovery time. Next to Marcia with 37, is it?
Yeah. It is.
And, you know, we're all certified recovery support specialists. Those are individuals that are living in long-term recovery for more than 2 years that have been certified through the Alabama Department of Mental Health. That's just a fancy way of saying that we are people.
Legit.
Yeah. Yes. We are people that were once hopeless, and we want to give the hope that we have found in our life and recovery to the people that are out there struggling.
You not only have the training, you have the life experience.
Yes. That's correct, yes. And so we work PEER, P-E-E-R, to the other peers.
Right.
Who are seeking, and we can identify with what they're going on, validate them, and help them find the path that works for them.
And this can be from alcoholism or pills or anything, really, right?
Anything.
Any substance.
And sadly, with fentanyl now so rampant, many people are overdosing on fentanyl without intention. And because they don't know that it's in whatever they're doing. So but there's more of a need for more certified recovery support specialists. We have one woman, Heather Holden, who is our representative over here on the Eastern Shore, and she's got from Bay Minette to Gulf Shores. So, and we will transport people if they need a ride to detox or they need to go into a rehab facility. We can find the one that works for them. We can get them assessments for other co-occurring illnesses and so on and so forth. We follow them through the recovery process.
In addition to that, as you and I talked on the phone prior to this interview, you helped loved ones that are trying to help the person that needs the recovery.
Absolutely.
We shared a conversation where I had a friend and we kept hitting a brick wall because he couldn't go anywhere to get help unless he went through detox first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was no detox facilities nearby, or there was a cost prohibitive. And you can actually pick up that ball and find the right resources. Let's get a little bit more into that.
Absolutely. We have some wonderful programs, especially over here on the Eastern Shore. We've got the Shoulder in Spanish Fort, which is for men. There is one in Mobile for women. We have the Landing, and that's all women. And we have options over here. But you're right; it's getting them into the option that is going to work for them. We can remove some of those barriers and help them navigate the system much more easily than just someone, you know, looking around. If they come to us, we can do the footwork for them. We can help you or your friends or loved ones to help the ones that are struggling to find recovery.
And it's absolutely free.
It is. All of our services are no cost and confidential, and we are state funded, but we are also we need to funds to fill that gap. Because, like I said, we need more certified recovery support specialists, and the grants are limited in what they can do as far as funding us to be of more help to the community. So it's my job to make sure that all of this area and all of South Alabama know that we are here and we can do this for them. And we serve 20 counties in South Alabama, from Mobile to Dothan and everything in between.
Wow.
We do have a recovery center in Dothan as well, just as we have a community center here in Mobile. Not here, but in Mobile.
Yeah.
And between those two, since we started, we've served over 10,000 people. We've helped over 10,000 people to find recovery and help.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow. Devin, if it's too personal, just don't answer, but is this group how you recovered?
This group is not how I initially found recovery. I come out of the state of Missouri system of care. And, you know, what Marsha was saying about breaking down barriers and things like that, when I got here, I didn't realize how the system of care itself is a barrier. Like you were saying, people trying to get into detox, and there's a cost. And understanding that with state-funded treatment, you know, lack of insurance and lack of inability to pay is not a barrier to treatment. We work with providers that have presumptive beds, that are state-funded detox beds. We have Pearson Hall in Birmingham that is fully state-funded. You can go to detox and treatment there at no cost. And we do the intake. We work with them through that primary, secondary, and tertiary parts of their recovery process. And, you know, we can get you where you need to go. It may take a little longer without insurance or without money, but it is not a barrier. It is not going to keep someone from being able to receive, you know, fair treatment. Mm-hmm.
Do you do presentations through AA or other groups like that as well to reach out?
Well, People Engaged in Recovery honors many paths. So some people may not want to do a 12-step program. They may want to do Celebrate Recovery, which is primarily Christian-based recovery. They may be Buddhist and want to do Recovery Dharma. And I'm going to talk about more about that in just a second, because we have an event coming up here in Pier in May, and someone will be presenting on that. So there's lots of options for people, and that's part of what we do, is help them find the path that's going to work for them. We also have peer-led support groups there as well for families. We have groups for veterans. We have we did have a grief support group, and we're about to start an art group with Caitlin Calloway, who's a resident of Baldwin County. She's an artist, and we're going to do Art from the Heart at Pier, and then at the end of the year, we're going to do a silent auction of the art produced by our folks in recovery.
I love it. This is really reaching deeper and reaching very thoroughly, so that you don't put everybody in one box and say this is how you do it.
Right.
Right. We like to take a holistic approach to recovery. You know, every individual that walks through the door is different. You know, my recovery process, you know, 3 years ago I was an IV methamphetamine user, and then I found recovery, and, you know, 40 days later my mom passed away, 16 months later my dad passed away. Oh. So there's always these layers of, you know, putting the substances down, then losing a family member, then moving like 900 miles across the country to get away from the people, places, and things that I was around, and then, you know, somewhere in there my cousin passed away too. So it took many layers and many different interactions with people who had experience in all of those areas that I was struggling in to help me become, you know, who I am today. And, you know, through my example and through Marsha's example of recovery, we hope that other people can find what we have and be able to be willing and open to get into those deeper questions. Yes, we're non-clinical, but we have experience in areas that they're going through. And if the only thing I can do at the end of the day is, you know, tell someone that they don't have to pick up a substance over that feeling that they're having, because mm-hmm. I had it and I can help them make it through it, then it's a good mm-hmm. day for me.
And substance abuse is not necessarily the picture that might come to mind. It could be the busy wife and mom of kids just trying to make it by. It mm-hmm. could be a person that has a lot of medical problems and has been prescribed pain pills and then discovers that they're addicted to them.
Right. I mean, it's no respecter of persons. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I mean, sometimes I think we see in our mind's eye, you know, a guy sitting on the street, you know, homeless, and but it affects all
everyone.
Walks of life.
Absolutely. And one of our missions is to reduce, you know, remove stigma about that, because it is genetic, it is a disease, and it's recognized by the American Medical Association. And you know, that is one of our missions, is to let mm-hmm. people understand that it can affect you, your family member, anyone, even by quote-unquote accident. Because, like you say, if they had a genetic propensity for substance use disorder and they were just taking their pills the way they're prescribed, mm-hmm. but then they feel like they need more and more, well, then suddenly they're in too deep.
Is it always genetic?
Yeah. It is not a lack of character. That's the thing. People don't really understand substance use disorder. It's not a lack of character. And after a certain point, it's not that they're choosing to do it. They actually are powerless, and they don't have a choice. It's like their body is telling them, I have to have more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not, they don't love me enough. You know, if they loved me, I could love them, you know, sober or clean or whatever. That has nothing to do with it. And it's not people trying to intentionally hurt their loved ones. It's something they can't help. And that's why they need help.
So you have an event coming up this Saturday at the Peer or People Engaged in Recovery Community Center in Mobile. Tell us about that.
That's in the office building, the office complex that's next to the Marriott Hotel, used to be the Hilton, between Bel Air Boulevard and Sage on Airport. And the event is from 2 to 6 p.m. this Saturday. It is a fundraiser. Navigating Crossroads, Journeys of Recovery. It will feature three speakers talking about different avenues of recovery that they sought and how they continue to adapt and evolve once they actually were in recovery. You know, maybe life changes happened and they decided to go back to school or whatever. And so we will be celebrating them. Ken Turner, Jackie Jefferson, and Shauna Cheatwood will be our speakers. It is sponsored by Alta Point, the American Addiction Centers, and Loda Beer Garden is not providing beer, just to get that cleared up.
Okay.
But they are going to provide us with some wonderful wings. So that's at 3103 Airport Boulevard, Suite 160. It is free to attend, open to the public. We are saying that since it's a fundraiser, if you would like to donate voluntarily, we would be very appreciative. And we have another event coming up in May right here in Fairhope.
Tell us about that one. I might have you back in here for that
as
well.
It's Peer at the Pier. So, P-E-I-R.
If you didn't know it was an acronym, you know now.
Right. Peer at the Pier.
Peer at the Pier, next to the Fairhope Pier in the South Park area. We're going to have live music from musicians in recovery. They call themselves the Downtowners. And we will be having, like I said, Pat Carter is a CRSS, or Certified Recovery Support Specialist, with Alta Point, and he is going to be talking about recovery dharma and hold a meditation on the lawn. And so we'll be doing that, and then we'll have someone speaking on 12-step recovery and an invitation to change, which is a pilot program that's going to be happening at Peer. And Vince Harris, also a CRSS, is going to be leading that starting this coming Thursday, the 18th, at Peer. But the event is also sponsored by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, the Ravenite Pizzeria, the Coffee Loft, and AIDS Alabama South. So they will have their van and do testing and...
And that is May?
That is May 18th, and it starts at 11 a.m., and it ends at 3. So come and see us about it, and we'll probably hear more about it from Lori.
At the Fairhope Pier Park.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But you also mentioned a class or something. So at the Peer Recovery Center itself in Mobile, you have ongoing...
We do. We
meetings there, and classes?
Mm-hmm. There, we have spaces for 12-step meetings to meet. And we have NA, CA, DAA.
Wait a minute. Well, NA
is Narcotics Anonymous.
Okay.
DAA is Drug Addicts Anonymous.
Okay.
And CA, which is Cocaine Anonymous.
Okay.
And AA, of course, Alcoholics Anonymous. We have women's groups. We're not just a facility for people to have meetings for 12-step. We also have other things going on, other support groups, recreation opportunities, and Can you think of anything else to add to that?
We have three ginormous TVs. We have a yoga and meditation room.
Yes, and yoga and meditation on Sunday mornings.
A wonderful foosball table, ping pong table, the world-renowned pool table that many people from the community come in and play.
In a safe, substance-free environment.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm getting the picture that it's a place to come hang out.
It is.
As opposed to going to the bar,
yep,
or going,
right,
to hang out with the people that may influence you.
Absolutely.
Back to use or et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, we are here to serve the community in whatever way that we can. And we say we have pathways of hope within reach. Because that's what we do. We connect the people to the resources, and we provide the space for them to feel safe and live a happy and fulfilling life through recovery.
Wow. So for those listening, they may either need the help or have a loved one. Should they call for more information?
Absolutely. You can always stop in to our mobile center, or you can call toll-free 24/7 844-307-1760.
844-307-1760.
We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and we do have our website, peopleengagedinrecovery.org.
peopleengagedinrecovery.org. And then I see a local number. Is that one to utilize as well?
Yes. So the 844 number is the statewide 24/7 helpline. There's always a certified recovery support specialist on the other line. But we have our office number Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That was my colorful way of saying Sunday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. That is 251-219-7811. And for those 12 hours, there is a certified recovery support specialist.
Wow.
At the desk.
And we do have homeless people come in, and they will walk in off the street, and we actually have a clothes closet. So a lot of those clothes are my old clothes. I don't fit in anymore. I just discovered when I opened the closet the other day. But people can come and find some shoes or clothes to wear if they're homeless and don't have anything and they're headed off to treatment. We're going to take them to treatment. They go, I don't have anything.
That's great.
We have stuff for them.
So do you need donations of clothing or any other stuff?
Absolutely. If you have some stuff that you were going to otherwise just pitch, please, please bring it by our facility, and we'd be happy to let that go to good use.
Okay.
Shoes and pants.
Shoes and pants, yes. Especially. Okay. People Engaged in Recovery, 219-7811 is the local number. 219-7811. You mentioned something about Buddha and another event.
Yeah, so when we do Pier at the Pier in,
right,
Fairhope,
okay,
there's a gentleman there who is going to lead folks in meditation.
Okay, okay.
After he introduces what meditation is. Some people are kind of, they're not sure they trust, but that meditation, that yoga, that sounds like something, you know, crazy. And it's really not. It's a wonderful way for people who are in recovery or people who are loved ones, anybody really.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation can bring down your blood pressure. It can help with anxiety, focus. If you have attention deficit disorder, it's wonderful to have a practice of meditation. He'll be doing that and talking about recovery dharma, which is another path.
Okay.
And
I see. Okay.
And he will be explaining how that works.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the key takeaways are, if you or a loved one needs help from substance abuse, here it is.
Absolutely. We are in your backyard.
And with people who have not only trained, but even more importantly, been there and done that.
And I did want to mention this when Devin was speaking, that there is a detox available now in Mobile.
Oh, okay.
Vets Recover just opened a detox center. They have, I think, 8 beds that are available to the public because it is state-funded. The rest of their beds are reserved for veterans, and they have, they have a lot of services. We work in tandem with a lot of the recovery organizations, like residential living.
Mm-hmm.
If you get out of a rehabilitation or treatment center and you need a safe place, sober environment, there's lots of places like Door to Serenity. They are equal housing. You know, they will take people that other residential places won't take.
Wow.
If they're LGBTQ, they'll take them there, you know. But they have houses for men and women. They have two houses for sure. And Lisa Taggart is mm-hmm. the director of that. And we, like I said, we work in tandem with lots of agencies and resources.
So that's why it makes sense to call Peer.
Exactly.
And then you match up the individual mm-hmm. with the right situation or situations.
Absolutely. We're like Grand Central Station. You know, they come to us and then we send them out on whatever train is.
The resource juggernaut.
There you go. I like that. That's amazing. I remember when you called me and told me that this was your new job and your new passion, although I know recovery has been your passion for many, many, many years, I thought to myself, wow, this is amazing. All of these resources at one under one roof.
One phone call can get you in touch
and
with
even
others.
Free of charge, and you know, unless you've got health mm-hmm. insurance and you can contribute.
Well, all of our services are at no cost. They're free to the public, to anyone seeking that recovery. And then we'll try and get them hooked up with low cost or no cost treatment.
So this Saturday at the Peer Recovery Community Center, 3103 Airport Boulevard, next to the Marriott, you have Navigating Crossroads, Journeys of Recovery from 2 until 6.
That's correct.
And then in Fairhope, May 18th.
That's correct. From 11 a.m. until 3 p.m.
Down at the Pier Park.
Mm, Pier at the Pier. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I love it. Pier. People engaged in recovery. And those phone numbers one more time.
The toll-free number
sure.
is 844-307-1760
844-307-1760 or call locally 219-7811. Thank you both.
Listen, thank you so much for allowing us
Definitely.
To come and speak
Absolutely.
About this. We're trying to make a better world, and thank you for your part in that, Lori.
Absolutely, and thank you both, Devin Burton and Marcia Martin with People Engaged in Recovery. If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend about it, it will be posted at WABF1480.com.